take your Bibles, please turn to the book of Psalms, Psalms 4. Read the first four verses together. Psalm 4, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 4, verses 1 through 4. We'll read this passage responsively. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after my leasing, Selah? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. And let's pray. Father, thank you for what you've done for us here in this place. What a wonderful thing it is to know that when we come here, the presence of the Holy Spirit will be here, that you yourself enjoy being here. And because of that, we sure do like to be here. So, Father, please fill our preaching with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change our hearts and our lives, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
The title of this evening's sermon is this: Prayers That God Always Answers. In Psalm chapter 4, verse number 1, we read it together earlier. It said this: Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. The Lord says here, hear me when I call. Now that when I call, he's talking about prayer. We call upon God. And the psalmist says, hear me. Hear me. He's saying, God, I want you to hear me. All the way at the end of the verse, he says, when I was in distress, have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Twice in this one verse, the psalmist says, Lord, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me. Have you ever wanted anything and really, really wanted it? The psalmist here evidently wants something. He wants it bad enough that in the same verse, he twice says, hear me, Lord, I want you to hear me. Now, if you go down two verses, verse number 3, he says, but know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. Then he makes a pretty bold statement. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. He starts out and he says, Lord, I really want you to hear me. I really want you to hear me when I call upon you. Two verses later, he said, you know something? I know he's going to hear me. I know he's got answers for me. That's not cockiness. I think that's confidence. Hey, do you ever feel like your prayers bounce off the ceiling and hit you back on the head after you send them heavenward? Do you struggle with a lack of answered prayer in your life? Are you getting your prayers answered? Maybe just ask that personal question. You, by yourself, right now, in your mind, answer this question. Do you get your prayers answered? Or is prayer just something that you kind of go with the flow on and you say some prayers? But if we really had to log at the end of the week in a public place our weekly answers to prayer, you'd say, oh, would I dislike that, Brother Owens, because I don't get my prayers answered. Hey, do you not pray for specific requests because of past prayer failures? Do you only pray for general things so you can successfully claim general answers? Lord, bless the food. And you're gaining weight. Obviously, then, he's blessing the food. He's being fruitful, and you're multiplying, so something's happening there. God bless America. Boy, this is a land of plenty, and so that's the kind of prayers that we pray. And indeed, we should. But are your prayers just general? Very general. Bless the missionaries. We could be more specific than that, than just bless the missionaries. Now, I believe that God answers specific prayers. I believe God answers specific prayers if, number one, we qualify, and if we are sincere, and if we'll take the time to ask and ask repeatedly. I share with you a few prayers that God's allowed us to see answered in recent days. some ladies slipped a note underneath my door a week or so ago. On the note it said, "Dear Brother Owens, please, please pray. We are going to see a family member. We so desperately want that family member to be born again. Pray that at this meeting she'll get saved." A day later, the note came underneath my door that said, "Thank you, preacher. She got saved." Specific request, specific prayer, specific answer. Oh, God's capable. God can do that. Man said to me, "Brother Owens, the doctors have said they think I have cancer," and what a dreaded word, cancer. He said, "Preacher, could you pray for me? Would you anoint me with oil and ask the Lord to do a healing?" And indeed we did, as the Bible commands. Now, I don't believe in all of this faith healer junk on television. I think God is the great healer. There's not supposed to be a bunch of fanfare about it. It's not to try to attract people's money and all of that. God is a healer. But He tells us to pray for healing. So we anointed him and we prayed. And just a few days later, he said, "The reports are back. What they thought was cancer, they said it's not there." And thank God that God answers specific prayers. There was a couple in this church that wanted to have a baby, and they were unable to, and they came to me and said, "Preacher, we just feel like if you'd pray with us and that you'd ask God to give us a baby, that we feel like God might hear the prayers." And we did pray, and she's getting fatter every day. And she is pregnant, by the way. Man came to me and he said, "Brother Owens," he said, "my wife has left me. She's angry. She's virtually vicious about the whole thing. And divorce is imminent. It's on the horizon. She won't even talk about it." He said, "Please pray that God would soften her heart. She's so hard. She's so rejecting of the possibility of forgiveness." And he told me just in the last 24 hours, he said, "I can't believe it." He said, "My wife called and said, I think maybe we might be able to salvage this thing." And he said, "I just can't believe it. But wait a minute. God is a specific prayer answering God." But you say, "Brother Owens, I would like to experience some for sure answers to prayer. I'm going to give you some prayers that you can pray, and I can guarantee it, God will answer them." You say, "Boy, this really sounds good." You say, "I've been doing this for a long time, Brother Owens. I've been going through the motions, but I have to pray generally because I try that specific stuff, and when I don't get what I ask for, I get discouraged." Hey, let me give you some things that you can pray for, and God's going to answer. All right? Number one, anybody here that is not born again, I promise you, I guarantee you, 100% sure, that if you will pray tonight and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you, bang, He'll do it. He answers that prayer every time. Isaiah 59:1, the Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is His ear heavy, that He cannot hear." You know what the Bible's saying? God can still reach down and save a sinner such as I. He still hears the prayer of sinners, and He still hears that cry for salvation. God loves to answer the request of salvation. There was a sinner hanging on the cross by Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 23, verse number 42. That sinner was about to die and pass into eternity. That sinner asked of Jesus, he said, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." You know what he was saying? "I want to get saved and I want to go to heaven, and Jesus, I'm trusting you." And in verse number 43, the very next verse, Jesus said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." The guy prayed, Jesus answered, all of a sudden, just like that, miraculously. Now let me tell you something. If you're here tonight and you'd like to get a prayer answered, you can go to the bank on with this, 100% sure, no doubt about it. If you'll pray tonight and ask Jesus Christ to save you, you can have a prayer answered just like that. And may I remind those of you, if you in the sincerity of your heart turn to Jesus Christ and ask Him to be your Savior, when you ask Him, He saved you. You have that prayer answered. Hey, what are some prayers that God always answers? "God save me." We're talking about the salvation of a soul. God's still in the saving business. Jesus Christ sets on the edge of His throne just waiting for someone to begin to pray that prayer. He gets all excited. He gets all pumped up when he sees somebody go to their knees, get ready to ask Jesus to save him. He just can't wait to answer that prayer. Hey, isn't it fantastic to think that God sits on the edge of his throne waiting for you to pray? If you're not saved tonight, I'd get saved. God will answer that prayer just like that. What's another prayer that God enjoys answering? The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse number 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. You know, God loves to forgive. He'll forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. God loves to forgive. God loves to hear you pray this. Lord, I'm sorry. God said, boy, I'll forgive you. Thanks for coming back and thanks for getting it right and thanks for confessing your sin. God loves it. God answers that prayer. God answers that prayer. God, forgive me. Each time you go to Him sincerely and you mean it and in your heart there is a repentance in your heart, God looks down, He sees it and He says, forgiven. Forgiven, forgiven. But you say, but Brother Owens, this is the fifth time I've rededicated my life. And I've slipped away four other times. And it's the fifth time and I've asked God to forgive me for messing up again. What do you think He thinks about that? I don't think He's glad that you got backslidden four times, but I'll guarantee you, He's glad that you came back to God the fifth time. He's always glad and willing to forgive. God does not want your sins to separate you from Him. By faith, claim His forgiveness. If you've done wrong, you come to God and say, God, forgive me, and by faith, claim His forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 18, Peter one day, you know how cocky and arrogant Peter was. Peter said to Jesus one day, he said, Lord, listen, my brother offends me. How many times should I forgive him? Seven times in a day? Peter thought he was really something by suggesting that he forgive seven times. Jesus turned to him and said, Peter, I wish that you'd forgive him 70 times seven. That's 490 times. Now let me tell you something. If God was recommending that a lowly, scumball human being forgive 490 times, don't you think that God's forgiveness far exceeds that? Indeed it does. And if you will come to God in sincerity and say, God, forgive me. And you know what we all have to do? Let me say that again. Do you know what we all have to do? We just keep coming back and saying, I blew it again, and I blew it again, and forgive me again, and forgive me, 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 and forgive me. And He forgives, and 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 forgives. And some of you need to come on back again and say, God, I blew it again. You want a prayer answered? Say, God, forgive me, he said. I love answering that prayer. God, save me. I'm not saved. He said, I love that. I'm coming right now. I'm saving you right now. He's ready to save. There's some prayers God just loves to answer. How about this one? God loves to answer this prayer. God, use me. God, use me. Did you know that any saved person who wants to be used of God will be? It may be in a small way. It may be in a big way. But if you want to be used of God, you can be used of God. The key is, when you say, God, use me, well, then go do something and I'll promise you, you'll be used. You'll be used. Hey, don't you tell me God won't use people. God used donkeys in the Bible. If God can use a donkey, I think He could use you. If God could use a raven, I think He could use you. God will use you. There was a widow in the Bible that gave just two mites. In today's vernacular, that would be equivalent to a couple of pennies, if you will. But God used her in a mighty way, and she went down in history for giving what she had to give. Listen, there was a wicked sinner in the Bible. His name was Saul. He got saved one day, and he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? You know what he was saying? God, I want to be used. What can you use me to do? And God took a lowly sinner who was the enemy of the church, saved him. When he got saved, his name was Saul. God says, I'm going to change your name to Paul and use him to write or pen 14 books of the New Testament. You say, I want to be used. Then you will be used if you'll do your part. God will make usefulness available to you if you'll just go do something. Now look, if you pray, God use me, and you stand there and do nothing, He can't use you if you won't do your part. When you say, use me, it's like this microphone. You're saying, God, I am handing me to you. Now, use me. You've got to place yourself in His hand. You've got to make yourself useful. Now go do something. But I'll promise you, God will use you if you want to be used. When you pray, God, use me somehow, God will always answer that prayer as long as you truly mean it. What's a prayer that God will answer for you? God, save me. He'll save you. God, forgive me. He'll forgive you. God, use me. He'll answer that prayer. He may not always use you the way you want to be used, but He will use you in some way. You always remember this, and you hear me say this often. As long as you're alive, as long as you're still breathing air, as long as that old ticker in your heart's still beating, God has a purpose for you, and God wants to use you. You say, Brother Owens, I've been so far away from God. I've wasted my life. I've lived like the prodigal son, riotous living. I've gotten away from God. I've messed up my life and messed up my body, messed up my testimony. Can God still use me? If you're still alive, God wants to use you. And if you cry out to God and say, oh God, use me, He immediately says, all right, prepare to be used. And then you go do something for God and He'll use you. He'll use you. Prayers that God loves to answer. Prayers that God will always answer. Hey, how about this one? God, be patient with me. God answers that prayer. Romans 15:5, the Bible says, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Listen, He answers that prayer to be patient with you before you even ask. If you're not dead, then God sure is patient. You get that? If you're not dead, then your holy God is patient. God lets us grow. Hey, God allows for that element of humanity and that sinful nature that is within us. He says, I am a holy God, and be ye holy as I am holy. And then He said, and just in case you need it, I'll forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. Why? Because I am a patient God. When you say, oh God, be patient with me, He's already patient with you. He's already answered that prayer. He waits on you to do right. Some of you can thank God He's as patient as what He is. You've known to change something in your life. You know something ought to change. And some of you, you're even getting bitter about something that ought to change in your life. But God is patient with you. He is patient. He is long-suffering. God, be patient with me. He says, I'm already answering that prayer. See, every moment that you're alive, God is being patient. God is being patient. What are some prayers that God loves to answer? He loves to answer the request, God, save me. He loves to answer the request, God, forgive me. He loves to answer the request, God, use me. He always answers the request, be patient with me. And then God answers this prayer, God, be merciful unto me. Show me mercy, God. The Bible says in Psalm 106, verse number 1, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. He has enduring mercy. That means it holds up. The mercy of God has a lifetime warranty, parts and labor. Our God is a merciful God. You say, but what about the judgment of God? You listen to me. Even in the judgment of God, He is merciful because He is mercy. Even when you're under the hand of judgment of God, I'll guarantee you there is mercy and patience mingled with that judgment. Every day you live is another day of His mercy. Some here are still here just because of His mercy. Listen, folks, if it were not for His forgiveness, His patience, and His mercy, all of us would be backslidden home watching TV tonight. But He is merciful. He is merciful. He takes that little contribution that we make spiritually, and He multiplies it, and He helps us to be faithful. He's merciful. No matter what you face today, His mercy is involved. No matter what burden you face tonight,
it could be worse. You say, oh, Brother Owens, the weight of it all, the pain of it all, the struggle of it all. And you say, oh, God, be merciful. Whatever your burden is, He's already mingled in that burden mercy. His mercy's already there. He's already answered your prayer to be merciful. Because He is mercy. He is a merciful God. The Bible says His mercy endureth forever. What are prayers that God would answer for us? You say, Brother Owens, I surely would like to get my prayers answered. I'd like to know that God is answering prayer. Well, if you're lost tonight, you pray and ask Him to save you. You can have the biggest prayer of your lifetime answered in one night. You could find out that God is a prayer answering God this very night. Turn to Him. Ask Him to be your Savior. He'll save you and you'll be on your way to having a prayer life and where God answers prayers throughout your life. Say, God, use me. There are people in here. You've never asked God to use you. And that's why you're a pew setter. That's all you do. All you do is set in a pew. Come to church, set in a pew, go home. That's it. When was the last time? Hey, why don't you get on your face at this altar tonight and for the first time, either in a long time or for some of you, the first time in your life, get on your face and say, God, use me. I want to be used. You kept me alive for a reason. God, use me. And I will guarantee it. You're alive for a reason and God is going to run to your side. He's going to say, get ready. I'm going to use you. God, be patient with me. He already is. God, be merciful unto me. If you're alive to pray the prayer, mercy is already evident in your life. He's already answered the prayer. Get this one. God always answers this prayer. Always. It's time for some of you to hear this. Stop making up excuses for your sin. You pray and say, God, help me to do right. He always does. Always does. Psalm 118, verse 19, it says, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. You pray and say, God, help me to do right. God immediately runs to your aid and makes all the strength you need available. The question is, will you use the strength He made available? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. You go to God and say, God, help me to say no to wrong. God, help me to say no to sin. God, help me to overcome the sin of my life. God said, I'll answer that prayer right now. God said, I'll do my part. Now you do yours. And if you didn't overcome the sin in your life, it's not His fault, it's your fault. He answered that prayer. He gave you the strength. He gave you the victory. We've got victory in Jesus. He's my Savior forever. You have victory available, and when you don't capitalize on the victory, it's not your God's fault. He answered that prayer. It is you that did not do your part. You didn't give all of you. He gave you what it took. You didn't use what He gave. If you pray for strength to say no to sin, God answers that prayer. God answers that prayer. Oh, God, help me to tell the truth. God immediately comes and says, all right, you can tell the truth if you want to. If you want to. Oh, God, help me to be moral and sexually clean. Then God can answer that question, that request. Let me tell you something. If you choose not to use the strength He gave you, you will again be immoral. Oh, God, help me to stop drinking. Look, you say, I don't think somebody just like that can give up the bottle. Well, I do. I do. We've got them sitting right here in this building. We have people sitting in this building. When they came to this church the first time, they were drunk, had the refrigerator full of beer and their cabinets full of liquor. They got born again, went home, dumped it all out, haven't taken a drink since. And they said, God help me, God help them. And there's victory available. And God will answer that prayer, but you must capitalize on it and say, God, I'll do my part. But see, God always does His part. Always. But you have to do your part. God, give me the courage to be a soul winner. You've got it. You just got to use what He gave you. Hey, you want a prayer that God always answers? How about this one? God, please teach me about You. God says, oh, I'll answer that request every time. Every time, I'll answer that request. Every time you ask, I'm going to make it available to you. Psalm 119, verse 73, it says, God, Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn Thy commandments. You know something? If you want to learn of God, you will. I'll promise you something. If there's, I even believe this, if there's somebody outside this church, they're not even in church tonight, they're not even saved, if they'll get on their face and they'll say, oh God, I've got to learn of You. Oh God, I've got to find You. I'll guarantee you, God's going to help them be found. He'll help them. He'll help them. I've heard testimonies of people in this building that said, I've been praying. I didn't even know God. I knew nothing about church. I was not in church. I didn't know what to do or where to go. But one day I said, God, I've got to learn about You. I've got to understand You. The next thing I know, I met somebody from your church. I got one of your gospel tracts. I drove by, seen your sign, pulled in. And then the next thing you know, I've learned salvation. I've learned about God. I got baptized. Hey, if you pray, God, I want to learn of You, you will. He'll answer that prayer. He longs to hear that request. There's never a shortage of education in regard to God. Hey, we have preaching and teaching around here 4 times a week. You've got Sunday school, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You've got the morning preaching service on Sunday mornings. Then you can come around. We got chapels two or three times a week and Young Fundamentalists and King's Kids. Then you can come to prayer meeting and learn. You can go to a ladies soul winning meeting and a Thursday night soul winning. Well, you can, hey, every day of the week there's somebody learning about God around here. You don't need, though you ought to be in church to learn. Just pick up your Bible. If you truly want God to teach you of God, pick up your Bible. That's a textbook. The Holy Spirit is your personal tutor. You'll learn of God. Psalm chapter 4, verse 1, the Lord said, David said, hear me when I call, O God. He says, I want You to hear my prayers, God. I want to know that You're going to hear me and You're going to answer me. He gets down to verse number 3 and he says, the Lord will hear when I call unto Him. There are some prayers that you can pray that God always hears. You say, Brother Owens, I'd just like to know that some of my prayers get through. Then here's what you pray. If you're lost, you pray, God, save me. That prayer will get through. If you've fallen away from God and you need to get your heart right with God, you come back to God and say, God, forgive me. That prayer, out of the sincerity of your heart, will get through. If you say, God, I want to be used, that prayer will get through to God. God, be patient with me. That prayer will get through to God. God, be merciful to me. That prayer will get through to God. God, help me to do right. He will answer that prayer. God, teach me about You. He will answer that prayer. If this evening you say, preacher, I kind of fake my way through the Christian life in my prayers. I kind of have a little to do with prayer, but I don't pray anything specifically. I'm afraid I wouldn't get it. I don't ask God for specifics. I've given you some specifics tonight that you can ask God for. He will answer these prayers. I promise you. I know it. He'll answer these prayers. But wait, he can answer some other specific prayers. We need to be a praying people. Oh, I enjoy the music here at the church, and I enjoy the hoopla and the fun and the laughter and all of it. But let me tell you something, folks. If our church is going to stay strong, it's not going to stay strong because we stand tall, but it's going to stay strong because we fall on our knees. And we learn to be praying people. Every woman in this house, you should be getting prayers answered from your God. And I'm not talking about your general cowardly ways to pray, to say that you pray. Talking about you praying specifically for some things from God. Every man here, you need to learn to pray. Every teenager here, I thank God that you come to Young Fundamentalists. Thank God that you go out soul winning. Thank God you work on a bus route. But young people, let me tell you something. All the service in the world to God will not take the place of time alone with God in prayer. You need to pray to your God. You children, you need to pray. Moms and dads, teach your children to pray. Help them to believe that there is a God that answers prayer in heaven. Oh, I call upon all the prayer warriors of our church. I was telling the men in men's prayer meeting this Saturday morning. I said, men, I just need to call upon you to pray specifically. We've been working for over 2 years at trying to build some buildings and things. And every time we turn around, we come up against another brick wall. I believe that the devil's fighting. I believe there's a supernatural battle going on because I don't think the devil wants us to go forward. As long as the pews are so packed full, there are some people that they're not spiritual enough to come to church when it's so packed. And I understand that. We've got to get more space for Sunday school. I wish everybody in this building would begin to pray and say, God, please, our church must go forward. We've got to get the permits and we've got to get what it takes to break ground. I've got the money. We've got the plan. We've got the blueprint. We're just waiting on some powers that be. And so maybe you need to pray, God, whatever it takes. I hope that if there are powers that be that would keep us intentionally from going forward, pray that God would save them and get their heart right with God. If they're not interested in that, pray that God moves them out of the road. But our church has to go forward. And I believe right now, the battleground is not a battleground of the physical, it's a battleground of the spiritual. And we've got to pray. Please pray. Be praying people. You know something? It's a tremendous encouragement to me to know there are just some prayers that God always answers. And if you'll pray those prayers, you'll see your God answer some prayers. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Are you saved? I'm not asking you if you're religious. I'm not asking you if you go to church. I'm not asking you if you took communion at some time in your life. You got baptized. That has nothing to do with salvation. I'm asking you if you died this night, are you 100% sure you go to heaven? Has there been a time in your life when you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be your personal Savior? If you've never done that, you're not saved. It doesn't matter how religious or how good you are. If there's somebody here tonight, you say, I'm not saved and I need to be born again. That's me. I'm not saved. I need to be born again. Why don't you let me pray for you? Let me ask God to pull you toward Him, and you could be saved tonight. You'd get that prayer answered. You'd get it taken care of once and for all. Who here tonight would say, preacher, I'm not saved. If I die tonight, I'm not saved. I need to get that prayer of salvation answered from God. I need to know that heaven is my future home. Pray for me, preacher, about that. Will you raise your hand? Say, that's me. I'm not saved. In the balcony, raise your hand. Say, pray for me. On the lower floor, say, pray for me. I'm not saved. Who here would say, Brother Owens, I don't get my prayers answered like I'd like. But you know, after hearing this sermon tonight, I'm going to pray more specifically about some things. And I'm going to ask for some of these things. Because I see that God would answer them. And I'm going to ask for some of these specific requests. God help me. I'm going to see prayers answered this week. Not just general prayers, some specific prayers. I'm going to ask God to answer them. Who here would raise your hand and say, that's me. I'm going to ask God some specific things tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Hands all over this building. You may put your hands down. Somebody here needs to come tonight and ask God for forgiveness. Somebody here tonight needs to come here and thank God for answering the prayer of mercy and patience. I don't know what your need is, but you may need this old-fashioned altar. A whole bunch of somebodies, I beg of you, pray that God would open up the door so our church can go forward in the next few weeks, in the next few months, in regard to our building. Please, we've worked at it, but we need you to pray. I want to ask the instrumentalists to begin to play at this time. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. Choir, sing a song of invitation. If you need this altar, you come. You need to come and say, God, forgive me. If in the sincerity of your heart you mean it, He'll forgive you. You pray, God, be patient with me. I'm trying. He'll be patient with you. God, be merciful. He is. He is. When was the last time, or have you ever prayed and said, God, use me. God, use me. Now, if you say, God, use me, you say, but He's not doing anything. He's doing His part. Are you doing yours? Did you launch out to try to do something after you asked for the energy to do it? God, teach me about you. Hey, if you'll pray every day, God, teach me about you, then pick up the textbook called the King James Bible and read it. He'll teach you. He'll teach you. You'll learn God. God, help me to do right. He immediately comes and says, all right, I've given you the strength to do right. Now, use it. And if you don't, it's your fault, not His. God, use me. God, teach me about you. God, help me to do right. God, be merciful to me. God, be patient with me. God, forgive me. Somebody here tonight needs to come to this altar and say, God, save me. I need to be born again.
You come.
There's some of you need to ask God about what you should do in regard to our Faith Promise program. Ushers, you'll be ready in a moment with those cards. In a second, we'll ask you to make a commitment to our missions program. Teenagers, you do right. You give a promise. Adults, some of you need to increase your promise over last year. Some of you need to plan to at least match it. And some of you need to get on board and give above your tithe an offering to the missionaries of this world. The psalmist said, hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Twice in one verse, hear me, God. I want you to hear me. To hear my prayer. A couple of verses later, he says, the Lord will hear me when I call. That I've got confidence there are some things I know God will answer. I know God will answer. Are there other prayers that God's for sure going to answer? Sure. You pray, God bless me. Guess what? You already got it. Just think about it. Are you not blessed? I don't care what state you're in. You're blessed. You're blessed. Are you saved? Are you saved? Come to Jesus Christ tonight. Ask Him to save you. He'll save you. Are you away from God and backslidden? Come back to Christ tonight and say, God, forgive me. He'll forgive you. Somebody needs to rededicate your life. You say, I've gotten away from God. You know what happens to us? Sometimes we just get tired of coming back. Say, I tried and I failed and I tried and I failed and I tried and I failed. I came back to God and I slipped away and I came back to God and I slipped away. And I'm just tired of coming back to God. I'm afraid He is wearied by my returning. God is never weary when you return to Him. He always, like the prodigal son, that father was waiting for the prodigal son. God is waiting at the front door of heaven's household and saying, I'm just waiting for you to come. I'm just waiting for you to step out and come back to me. Why don't you come back to Him? Some of you need to get back to God in regard to your prayer life. I came to this church and for 34 weeks on Wednesday night, I preached to you about the subject of prayer. It was hot back then. You had a prayer life back then. You had a prayer list back then. What happened to you? Do you not need God like you used to? This is the last time through the song. We're going to have the invitation conclude. Thank you, choir. Thank you, congregation.